From reception to year two, all children now get free hot school meals, saving their parents £400 a child per year. But Sky News understands the scheme could fall under the Chancellor's knife in November's spending review. And head teachers, including the one here at St Bede in Bolton, want an assurance that won't happen.
So all kinds of ways, physically, that a child is better off and able to concentrate then much more. They're more comfortable in the afternoon. They are more settled. I think we've got the system running. We've got it up and running. It's running well. Children are benefiting. Please don't take it away from them.
The education budget is around £54 billion. £40 billion is protected, which covers per pupil spending in primary and secondary schools. £14 billion isn't protected. That includes early years, teacher training, colleges and free school meals. The department has to propose options of 25% and 40% cuts to these areas.
But the question is really one of value for money, and is whether the best use of £800 million a year to pay for free school meals for all children, regardless of their parental wealth. And I'm not convinced that, however nice it is, that it's the best use of resources at the current time.
Politically, free school meals is seen as a Liberal Democrat policy, something from the coalition days that could perhaps be easily discarded by the Conservatives as a Nick Clegg folly, a bit of Lib Dem baggage to get rid of. Were it but for this, the Conservative Manifesto of 2015, which pledges to keep the programme.
All the evidence suggests that children who have a school meal every day are 2 months further on in their studies than those that don't. This is damaging to children, it's an insult to our schools, and I guess it's a demonstration of what the Liberal Democrats did achieve when we were in power. These are the things you lose when we're not.
Celebrity chefs have added to calls to keep the programme. Raymond Blanc told Sky News, as a result of the introduction of universal infant free school meals, millions of children who just a year ago were eating sugary processed packed lunches are now eating a proper nutritious meal. It would be short-sighted and catastrophic to undo that. And Jamie Oliver, currently advising the government on child obesity, said the vast majority of packed lunches get nowhere near the nutritional standards set for school meals. It would be a disaster if it were to be taken away. John Vincent, owner of Leon Restaurants, was commissioned by the last coalition government to come up with the programme, and he's also concerned.
Before free school meals, you had the less well-off children eating school dinners that were actually uneconomic. You had the better-off children eating sugary packed lunches. And actually you had the working poor in the middle who weren't eligible for free school meals, who weren't spending very much on school dinners and were having bad quality packed lunches. So suddenly all three groups benefit. By eating together, everybody benefits.
But even with millions spent on upgrading school kitchens, the scheme might now be shelved in the Chancellor's budget furnace. Jason Farrell, Sky News.